The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Samechet. Today's daf is being studied. The Ilu Nishmat, Mor Zikini Yosef Ben Sarav, and Marat Zikinati Yafa, Basarav Abram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Ben Sarav, Moshe Ben Dinasra, Ruhama Batrachai, Basarav Batrachai, and then a friend of the Him. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the kribal, above the chenir, asom, for the mar, amen. Today's daf on Samech Zayin, Amud Bet, and we are 8 lines from the bottom, starting with Amar Le Resh Geluta, Le Rav Sheshat. So Gemara tells that the Resh Galut, the head of, the exilarch, they call him, the leader in Babel, which you have to know, was not always the most important people. Sometimes people that were not worthy held that position, and this is one of the examples. So the Gemara says, "Amal Eresh Geluta Rav Sheshat." So Eresh Geluta tells the Rishad, "My Ta'amalu Sa'id Mor Gaban." How come you don't eat by us? How come you don't, when we invite you, you don't come to eat by us? Amal De Deloma Alu Avde. The slaves, the workers of the Eresh Geluta, they're not trustworthy. The Hashidi Eved Menachai. They're suspected in serving Eved Menachai. The Halacha says that you're not allowed to serve meat from an animal unless you slaughter it. You cannot cut a piece of the animal when the animal is still alive. And they're suspecting this. I'm not there. Me, Imar. Who said? How do you know? I'm not there. Hashtam. I'll show you. I'm not there. So he told his servant, Avshishat told his own servant, Zil, Ganov, Aiti li hada kar'a mehayuta. Which means, he told them, go bring me one leg of the animal. Bring me a leg of the of an animal. Okay. Aitele. So he brought it to him. So Rav Shai, he hit it. He took the leg of the animal, he hit it. Amale Hadame le Hadame de Hayuta. So then when he was eating, he told the servants of the Resh Galut, okay, I want to see the whole animal that you just slaughtered. Bring it in front of me. Now obviously it's gonna be missing a leg because he already took one of the legs, he's hiding it. So what happened? They brought an animal with 3 legs. After they slaughtered it, he wants to see the animal in front of him. Otivu kamer. They put it in front of Sheshat. Amalehu. So he tells them, "Hai ba'alat shalosh legalimu." Wait a minute. This animal only had 3 legs. Where's the other leg? Pasok aite hada me'alma. So they went right away. They cut an animal, Eved Menachai. They cut one leg and they brought it to him. And they said, "No, no. Here's the fourth, the one." So what happened? Otivu kamer. Amalehu shemae. So then Sheshat told his servant, bring me the leg that we were hiding over there and put it on the table. This animal has 5 legs, which means he proved to the Resh Galut that these guys, when they're in a pinch, they're going to go take a leg from Eved Menachai. So therefore, you can't trust them. So that was why he proved it. So if that's the case, li'avdu kameh demor v'lichud. So he came along and said, fine, if you don't want to eat like that, but at least supervise them and eat what you see in front of you. Which means you don't want to eat, you can't trust them, but what's in front of you, you should eat. Okay, you're right. Keribu taka kamayu. So he brought a table in front of them. Okay, they brought in front of him meat. Ve'otivu kame ristana dehanka. Hamta. So they brought in front of him, and she says 2 lines on the bottom. Etzem katan sha'alkafa yarek sha'adam bul'o v'nechaynak. They wanted to kill Rav Sheshat. They brought him a piece of meat that has in it, you can't see it, but a little bone. and you don't see the bone, and he was blind, Rav Sheshat. So they want him to eat the piece of meat, swallow the bone, and he would choke on the bone. Now she says in the bottom line, Mishum that Rav Sheshat Sagina Hor Haba, Velo Yir'enu, V'yochad V'yachnak. So they wanted to choke him. So they gave him, you know, this piece of meat with the hidden bone in there. So it says, the stena is a piece of meat, the hanka, hanka is Mashur Hanik, that you would choke hamta from the bone. Gasheshe hamta. Oh, that's why they call it that, he says? Okay, the Ben Yoyada, interesting. Gasheshe. So what happened? She says he felt it. He felt the bone in there. He knew that they were giving him this piece over here. So he do Vishakla, he took it, karcha b'sudrei, wrapped it up in a sudar and like a handkerchief. He put it in his pocket. Lebatad achil, after he finished eating I guess the other stuff, Amri le, so they told him, Igniv lan kasad chaspa. He said, hey, listen, somebody stole a silver goblet from the Rish Galut, we gotta search you. As they're looking for the cup, they saw that he had this piece of meat over here, and he took it and put it in his pocket. So they tell the Resh Galut, look at this guy over here, which means he didn't eat, he just wants a Messiah. We prepared the food for him, everything, he's taking it to go, he puts it in his pocket, he didn't eat it. He says, I tasted the piece of meat, but I tasted the meat, it was had like a poisonous taste to it. It had like it tasted like the animal had shrin, had boils. So therefore, I didn't want to eat the meat. He knew that he didn't want to tell them the real reason why he wasn't eating it. He wanted to get them in trouble without them knowing that he caught on to their to their trick. So he says, I tasted the meat, it sounds like the animal, it tastes like the animal had like boils. Amri there. So the people of the Resh Galut said, Hevaralu avida idana. The animals that we slaughtered today were all healthy animals. There was no shein on any of these animals. So Amar Dehu, bitku bidukhte. Go check the animal where you took this piece of meat from and check it out. The Amar of Chazda, ukma bihevara. Which means if you see black on the white part of the skin of the animal, or white on the black part, either way, black on white, or white on black, already it shows that the animal is sick. They checked it, and sure enough, it was so. Which means it was a miracle. It wasn't like that when they slaughtered it. But in the Zichut of Rav Sheshat, he wanted to cover himself. He didn't want to reveal to them, but he wanted to get them in trouble. That they slaughtered, they gave an animal that was sickly. So they say, go check the animal where you slaughtered it from. Sure enough, they checked it, and it was a Baal HaTshrin. Kika Nafik, when Rav Sheshat now was leaving, so they wanted to kill him. They were very upset, because he's getting them in trouble. They dug a pit, and they put like a mat over the pit. They wanted him to walk on the mat and fall into the pit. He was blind, Rav Sheshat. So therefore, they wanted to trip him up. So they told Rav Sheshat, Litimor Linach, which means come and why don't you sit down one of our couches over here. And they were telling him to come to, on his way to the bed, he'd fall into the pit. Nehal de Rav Chazda Machore. Rav Chazda, it seems, knew what was going on. So he was like he snorted in order to give him a simak. He couldn't say Beferush, but like he made a sound in order that Rav Sheshat should realize that it's dangerous what he's about to do now. Amma didi yinukaso. Rav Sheshat understood something's going on. So Rav Sheshat, in the olden days, they used to ask a child, what pasuk did they learn in yeshiva? And that pasuk was like a mini prophecy. So he tells the kid, pasuk ni pesucha. Tell me the pasuk that you learned today. Amma de nete lecha al yeminecha wa al semolecha. Go to the right or go to the left, which means don't go straight. So he gave it to him. Amma didi shema'eh. So he tells his servant of Sheshat, "Mi ka hazit? What do you see? Amarle sipata de shadya. What do I see? I see like a mat lying on the floor. Amarle hadar mina. Go around it. Don't go straight on it. The batad de nafak. After he went around it, And he left the Nishkalut. Amar Rav Chisda. Menah Bayad Amor. How did you know not to walk on the mat? Amar Le Hadad Nahalimor. First, I got your signal, which means I heard your snoring. So if I knew not to go, Ve'od Pasakli Inuka Pesuka. And then number two, I told the pasuk that the child gave me the pasuk. Go to the right. Go to the left. Ve'od Hashidi Avdi Delo Mahale. And also over here, these guys are suspected on murder. These Anshir de Loma. Therefore, I knew that there's something going on over here, and therefore, I knew to go around. So, three reasons that's what stopped me from going. Comes the Gemara and says, we learned in our Mishnah about the Kudiyakos. Kudiyakos, we said, was a demon that is a shed that attacks a person when he drinks excessive new wine. Regarding this subject of Shedim, the Gemara is not going to tell us a famous story. How Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom had domination not only over the worldly things in this world, but he also ruled over the demons and the spirits. The Gemara says, Shlomo is saying in Kohelet, Asiti li sharim v'sharot v'ta'anugot b'nei Adam shida v'shidot. Literally, David HaMelech says, I wrote songs, I had all the pleasures of human beings, and I made shida and shidot. Gemara says, sharim v'sharot, what are these songs? Elu mine zemer. Okay, these are the different instruments that the Leviim used to use in the Bet HaMikdash. So David Shlomo HaMelech also used to have these. V'ta'anugot b'nei Adam, elu berechot u'min chasaot. Shlomo HaMelech had his pools, the pools of Solomon, u'min chasaot is the bathhouses. Shida v'shidot. What is shida v'shidot? Ah, Katalgi, when Bavel, they explained, shida v'shidin. He had ruling over the male shedim and the female shedim. Okay? B'ma'araba amri, but in Eretz Yisrael, they said, shidata. Shidata is more like a chariot or a carriage where they carry the ladies and the different princes. Okay, like Shedat Tevah Migdal, like Shedat is living as like a carriage. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shelosh Meot Mine Shedim Ayu B'Shechin. In the city of Shechin, that was the name of a city over there, because it seems there were a lot of, not Shechin meaning boils, Shechin, there was a lot of like ditches and holes and things like that, so they called the name of the city Shechin. So the Gemara says there was 300 different types of demons in that city. But he says, I don't know exactly the nature of it. Which is, I don't know to tell the difference between the 300 shedim. I can't discern between each one. Amar Mor, Hacha Targimu, Sheda v'shitin. We learnt in Bavel, they learnt that what Shlomo HaMelech, he ruled over the male and female demons. So the Gemara says, "Sheda v'shitin lemayev eile." What did he need? What did he need demons for? We understand all the other things that he had, bathhouses and pools. But what does he need demons for that he's ruling over them? Dichtiv, to build the Bet Hamikdash. Ve'abayit the Bet Hamikdash bebanoto even shelema malsa nivna, which means the stones had to be complete stones. And the end of the pasuk says that v'chol keli barzel lo nishma b'bayit b'banoto. They were not allowed to cut the stone with any metal utensils. So he had to figure out a way how to carve out the stone without using metal. So it says, Amar li'ul rabbanan. So Shlomo HaMelech went to the rabbis. Hechi abid. What should I do? I can't use metal. So how am I supposed to cut the stones out? Amru le ika shemira. There's a special worm that's called the Shamir worm. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu used in order to carve out the stones of the Ephod. On the 12 stones of the Kohen Gadol, they had to etch the names of the Shevatim on the stones themselves. But it says over there they had to engrave it. However, they had to do it in a way where you don't take away from the stone itself. So they would use the Shamir with a tremendous power. It says in Gemara Sotah that the eye of the Sotah would emanate like a certain ray that would come out of it. They would put it over the stone. They would show the stone, the Shamir's eye light, and it would like make like a laser cut into the stone itself. So it's okay, the rabbi says, we got to get the Shamir in order to cut the stones. So the Gemara says, Amaleu ech eshtakah. Where do I find it? Amrule aitish sheda v'shitin. Kavshinu adade. Bring a shed and a sheda. Bring a demon. and go apply pressure on them, and if shadiyat they will megalu, and they'll tell you where it is. The shadim know where it is, and they'll reveal it to you. So Ibn Shlomo Melech brought a sheda and a female shed as well. Kevshinu, they pressured them to tell where is the shamir. Amre anan la yadainan dilma ashmadaim balka de shede yada. We don't know where it is, but the king of the shedim, Ashmadai his name was, he might know, the leader of the shedim. Amaleu hecha ite, where do I find Ashmadai? Amrile ite betura plan. He hides out in such and such mountain. Kariale bira. Okay, so now the Gemara is telling us how Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring Ashmadai to him. So it says like this. It's giving his schedule, what Ashmadai should do every day. Ashmadai, in the morning, he would dig a well, and he would fill the well, it says, umaliale maya. He would fill it up with water. Umikashya betinara, and then he would cover it with a rock. Vehatme begushpanke, and then he would seal it up, so nobody could taint his water. Vechol yama salik lirakia. He would go up to the shamam every day, this Ashmadai. Vegamar metifta dirkia. He would learn. He would have a shi'ur every day in the shamayim. After he comes down from the shi'ur, he's thirsty. Then he comes and he not also in yeshiva shel mata. I guess he went to the yeshiva on earth also, this Ashmadai guy. Then he would come and check the water to make sure nobody tampered with his seal. Then he opens up the seal and the stone. And he drinks. Then he covers it and goes. That's the schedule. It means he drinks the water. So if he can somehow tamper his water without him knowing it, then he'll be able to maybe bring him towards you. So now the Gemara says exactly what Shlomo HaMelech did. Shadre le Benayahu ben Yoyada. So he sent Benayahu ben Yoyada, which was the general of Shlomo HaMelech, and also the leader of the Sanhedrin. Benayahu was a great tzaddik and Talmid Chacham. So he says he sent Benayahu to go bring him Ashmadai. Yaiv le Shushilta de Hakik al Hashem. He gave him a chain that had the name of Hashem on it, in order that when he's going to finally bring Ashmadai, he's going to put the chain of God on him, and then he's going to be able to break it, because you're not to erase Hashem's name. So that's the way he's going to chain him with the name of Hashem. And he gave him a signet ring that had on it the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to protect Benayahu, that he's holding the signet ring with Hashem's name on it, so therefore the shed will not be able to do anything to him. And he gave him a gabebed amra, like a ball of wool. That's in order to put the shamir in the wool to bring it back. Vezikeh de hamra, and he also gave him jugs of wine. We'll see exactly what the jugs of wine are for. Azal kara bira mitatee. I'm going to tell you outside what the goal was to do. And I'm just reading the Nashor of the Gemara. The goal was to replenish refill the bor of Ashmadai that had water in it, to put wine in it instead. But he couldn't empty it from the top, because then he'd break the seal, and Ashmadai would know. So what he did was, he went below the well, and he dug a hole, in order to empty out and rechannel the water from the well into a lower pit. And then he sealed it. Then he went on top, above, and he made another well, and he poured wine in that well, and it went from underneath and filled up the well of Ashmadai, and he sealed it off. Now Ashmadai is going to come back, and he sees that the seal is in place, and therefore he's going to come down, open it up, and start drinking. And he's going to get drunk. So the Gemara says, Azal kara bira mitata'e. He went and he dug up a well or a hole underneath Ashmadai's well. Ushfinu lemaya. And he emptied out the water. And then he took the semer that he had and he clogged it up in order that, you know, the water doesn't come back. Then he dug a well from on top of Ashmadai's well. And he poured all the wine in that well over there. And then what? He covered up the other wells over there, so Ashmadai will not realize it. Sadiq Yatif Bilana. Then Benayah went up a tree to, you know, to observe exactly when Ashmadai is going to come down. When he came down, Ashmadai checked out the seal to make sure everything's in order. Galye, he revealed it, opened it up. Ashkehe Hamra. He saw that there was wine in there. Amar, now what Ashmadai is going to do is, he was smart, Ashmadai, he knew a lot of Pesukim. So he's going to say to himself the dangers of wine. Because he was trying to talk himself into not drinking it, because the wine has very bad effect on a person. Ketiv, he said, Letz hayayin homer. The Letz, he desires to drink the wine. Shechar v'chol shoge bo lo yachkam. And anybody that drinks shechar and all these intoxicating beverages, lo yachkam, it takes away his wisdom. He's giving himself musar. Uchtiv, zinut v'yayin v'tiro shikahlev. The wine causes a person to commit znut. Lo ishte. So he didn't drink from the wine. He controlled himself. And he gave himself musar. Even Ashmadai knew the pesukim. He said, I'm not drinking. What happened? He was thirsty. And if he couldn't control himself, he drank it. That seems it was very strong wine. Rava, he became a little drunk. Vegana, and he fell asleep. Nahit Ata, so now Benayal came down from the tree. And Shada Beshushilta Satme. And he went and he chained him around his neck. You know that he will not be able to move around. He can't get his head out. When Ashmadai got up, Hava kam mifarzil. So he was like shaking his head, pulling in order to rip the chain off him. Amaleh, so Benayahu tells him, Shema demarach alach, Shema demarach alach. The name of God is on you, the name of God is on you, which means you can't rip, you can't break it. Asur lemachok et Shem Hashem, you can't erase God's name. So he was stuck. So now Benayahu is bringing Ashmadai, the head of the Shedim, now to Shlomo HaMelech. So as he's bringing Ashmadai to Shlomo HaMelech, Mata Dikla, they passed a palm tree. Half be Shadye. So Ashmadai, he knocked it with his back like, he caused the tree to fall down. Mata Lebeta, he passed the house, Shadye. He also leaned against it and he knocked it down. Mataga be Kubadai Armata. There was a certain widow, she had a little hut that she lived in, like a small little place over there. Nafka, so the almana came out. Ihantale, she begged Ashmadai not to destroy her little hut. Kafale kumatemine. So Ashmadai, he bent over not to rub against the hut of the almana. He let her go. Itbar be garma. But when he did it, he broke one of his bones. Ashmadai, he had to bend down not to touch the house of the almana. He broke one of his bones. Amas Ashmadai said, "Hainu dikti." That's what it says in Mishle. Vilashon raka tishbar garim. That when somebody talks to you in a soft language, it breaks the bones. Is it literally? This lady talked to me in a soft language. Please, she begged me not to do it. Sure enough, tishbar garim. I broke my bone as a result of it. Okay. Hazas samya devakata iborha. He saw a blind man that was walking on the road. It seems that he was lost. So Ashmadai gave him directions, he gave him the right way to go. He was nice to the blind man. He saw a drunk man. Ravya is a drunk man. Man was inebriated. That also he lost his road. So what he gave him directions as well. He saw a kalach, nasat kalah, and they were walking a wedding ceremony. Everybody was bismha. Bacha, he started crying. Then he saw a guy telling a shoemaker, "Avidi misanele shav shene. I want make me a pair of shoes that will last for 7 years." Achich, Ashmadai left. Hazau kasama davar kasim. He saw this magician that was doing some magic. Achich, he also left. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what he was doing in all these situations. Kimatale ata when they brought him finally to Yerushalayim. He didn't. They didn't bring him to Shlomo HaMelech until 3 days. On the first day, Ashmadai says, "How come the king doesn't call me? He hasn't called me yet. What does he want?" So it says, "Amrude and say mishteya. He drank too much wine, so he's not. He can't see it today." Shaka lebinta oti v'haverta. He took a brick and he put it on a brick. Atu amru li Shlomo, so they told Shlomo what he did. Amalehu hachi amalehu. He's talking to you. This is what he means to tell you. Hadur ashkiyua, which means give him more to drink. which means he was giving him a refuah. It says somebody that has a lot of drinking, part of the refuah is you have to give him more to drink the next day also. And that, it seems, will calm him down. So he put a brick on a brick to say, do it again, that will give him a refuah. The next day, where's the king? How come he doesn't call me today? Says Amale, they told him, and say Mikhla. He ate too much today. He overate and therefore he can't see you. Shakal the utbehara. He took the two bricks that he had piled up, he took one brick, he put it on the floor. Ata Amrul Shul. So they went to Shilavar to tell him what happened. Amadewaki Amalikhiz means Negidu Mine Mikhle, which means today he should only eat a little. The refuah for somebody that overeats, the next day is he should eat less than his normal way, and therefore that's what he was signaling to you in order to get refuah. The soft that I after 3 days, he entered, he came to Shilomo. They brought him Shakal Kanya, Umashach, Arbeagar Mide, Veshadakame. So Ashmada, he took like a reed, and he measured the reed like 4 amot. And he threw it in front of Shlomo HaMelech. Amale Ashmadai says, Mechdi ki mayit ahu gavra let lebadin alma ila arba'a garmideh. At the end of the person's life, when he dies, what is he left with? He doesn't take anything with him. He's just left with 4 amot. And this is his grave, his burial spot. He was alluding to Shlomo HaMelech that when he leaves this world, he's not taking all this with him. Hashta. So he says, Hashta ki vashte lekul alma. You conquered the whole entire world, Shlomo. Ve'lo sabar ad kevashtamin emeli didi. Why, you weren't satiated till you had to conquer me also, which means, what do you want from me? What, the world was not enough that you conquered? Amar le lo kaba'ina minnach midi. I don't want anything from you. I'm not going to harm you. I don't want anything from you. But what? Ba'ina de ibniye le bet ha-mikdash. I need to build the bet ha-mikdash. Ve'ka me'ba'ay le shemira. I need the shamir. And I know you know where it is. Well, I don't have the shamir in my possession. However, which means the sar, the master of the sea, that's another type of creature, he is in charge of the shamir. But he only entrusts it with the animal that's called the duchifat. That's a certain bird that he entrusts this with. The meheman le ashivuate, and the duchifat, he swore to the sar of the yam over there. This creature in the waters. He swore to him that he's going to return it to him. That he's not going to give it to anybody, and he's in charge of the shamir. Umay avadbe. Now, what is the tanegol haba, this wild bird, do with the shamir? Mamtele le ture de let behu yeshuv. He brings it to these mountains that is not next to any vegetation. So what does he do? That's where he lives, this bird. But there's no food where he lives. So what does he do? Umanach la ashina de tura. He puts the shamir on the top of the mountain and he bores a hole in the top of the mountain. And he breaks through the rock. Upakatura. And now what happens? He makes a haritz. He makes like a furrow in the side of the mountain. Umankit maite bizrane. He brings seeds from the different trees and he puts it in the crevices over there of the mountain. And what happens? It grows. Oh, so now he has something to eat. And therefore, so he's able to eat himself. So that's what the duchivat uses this shamir for, to bore a hole in the mountain, to get like a furrow. He puts the seeds over there. That's where he lives. If you look in the Torah and Vayikra, you'll on the pasuk duchivat, which is one of the non-kosher animals. The Torah, the Targum explains it, Nagar Torah, Duchifat, the one that bores a hole in the mountain. Nagar Torah, the one that digs a hole in the mountain. Now we know how he does it with the Shamir. Now, Badku, Kinad Tannegolta Barra Di Itle Bene. Oh, so he went there looking for this bird now. So they found the bird, and he had a nest, and he had his children on the nest, this duchifat bird. So they found where he is now. But now they need to get the shamir from him. Where is he hiding the shamir? They got to get it out of there. They didn't see it. It wasn't evident. So what did they do? The plan was like this. They took clear glass, like a box, and they covered his children, the duchifat's children, with the box. So now what's going to happen? He's going to come back, see his children underneath the glass. He's got to penetrate the glass. So what did he do? He tried to get into his nest, but it's blocked with this glass over here. So, Azal, he brought the shamir, and he put it over the glass in order to laser a cut on the glass in order that he could open it up. Oh, once the shamir was revealed, what did he do? One of the shalihim, Rama Bekala, he screamed. The bird got scared. Shadya, he dropped the shamir in the place. Shekle, and the Shnei Shlomo took the shamir. Azal hanak nafshe ashivuate. The bird committed suicide. Why? Because he gave its word. Gave its word to the master of the sea that he's going to bring it back. He's responsible. When he was not able to make good on his word, he got so distraught and he committed suicide. Okay. The Maharsha says that they didn't want to get the shamir in the hands of the wrong people that were going to use this for destructive purposes. So therefore, he was allowed to use it because he was using it for his panasai, he was using it to live. But for other purposes, no. So therefore, once it fell into the hands of people, he didn't know what they were going to use it for, so he committed suicide. Yes. Amar le Benayahu. So now Benayahu, who is the general of David HaMelech, he tells Ashmadai, my ta'am wants to ask him about his actions. So now Ashmadai gave him how to get it. So okay, so they got it. So now he wants to know, when he was taking him, he did some funny things. You saw this blind man that was lost on the road. You were very nice to him. You gave him directions. Why were you so nice to him? In the Shamayim, they announced about this guy. He's a perfect Sadiq. And anybody that does him a favor is guaranteed Olam Abba. So if I wanted to do him a chesed, when you saw the drunk guy and he was lost on the road, you also gave him directions, which means he's not a Sadiq, this guy, obviously. So what are you helping him? On the contrary, this guy was a perfect rasha. I wanted to give him all his reward in this world so he doesn't get any reward in the world to come, so he can be totally destroyed. When you saw the wedding ceremony, the kala that was going into the chuppah, why did you cry? Her husband going to die in 30 days. And she's going to have to wait for the Yavam 13 years until she makes the Mizrav Yibum. Seems the Yavam was Katan, he was a kid. Therefore, they have to wait till he becomes a Gadol. So therefore, they said, she's going to be in Aguna for 13 years until they make the Yibum. So when I saw the wedding, I was crying. Why, when you saw the guy, he asked for the shoes, right, from the shoemaker, that the shoes should last him for 7 years. Why did you left? This guy's not even living for 7 more days. He wants shoes to last for 7 years. He doesn't know he's going to die next week. Therefore, what does he want shoes for so long for? He says, when you saw the magician, the Abak Kasim, that he was doing his, all his magic tricks, Ahikat, you left. So Amar Le, Dava Yativ, Abegazad Malka. He was sitting on the place where under him was the treasures of the king. Liksom Maidi Ikatute. Let him use his magic to figure out what's underneath him. He's using this magic, he doesn't realize he's sitting under all the treasures of the king. So Shlomo HaMelech kept Ashmadai by him until he finished building the Beit HaMikdash, which means he kept him for 7 years. That's how long it took Shlomo HaMelech. So he kept him for 7 years.
Wow.
One day, Shlomo and Ashmadai, they were alone. Okay, nobody with them. So Shlomo tells Ashmadai, Ketiv, it says the Pasuk, Keto Afot Re'em Lo. So we're talking Pesukim. That's Bil'am said this Pasuk. And how do we explain this Pasuk? Ketu'afot elu malachi asharet. Re'em elu hashedim. Okay, that's what the pasuk is talking about. That God, the angels serve him, and the shedim. So Shlomo asked the question, "May ributaychu minan," which means it seems that Bilham was impressed by the malachim and the shedim. What is your power over the human beings? That the praise is that the superior you have. Obviously, you like the malachim and the shedim. What's your superiority over human beings? Why is the pasuk over here talk about how God has domination over the angels and the shedim? Must be you have a certain kohot. What's your powers? So Ashmadai says, "Amadeh shekol shushiltem inai." First, take off this chain. It seems they didn't take the chain off the whole time. Take off the chain. Ve'have li esketach and give me the ring. The ring protect the children of our melech from Ashmadai. Just give me a ring. Ve'azela and butai, and I'll show you my my powers over here. So therefore, if he's going to give him the ring, now already he's going to be vulnerable. So what happened? He took off the chains off of the Ashmadai, and he gave him the ring. So once he did that, he swallowed the ring. No. Oh, some say it's a machloket. Some say he swallowed Shlomo, and some say he swallowed the ring. He took one of his wings, Ashmadai, towards the heavens. And the other wing he put on the ground. And he flung Shlomo HaMelech from where he was, 400 parasot, which means he flung him outside of Eretz Yisrael. Which means it said he ousted him from Eretz Yisrael. On that moment that happened to Shlomo HaMelech, Amar Shlomo, Ma yitron la'adam b'chol amalo she'yamol tahat ha'shamesh. What does a person gain from all the work that he works? What is he left with? Ve'ze haya chedki mikol amali. And this is what I was left with all my toil and the kingdom and the money and all that. My ve'ze, and what does it mean, and this? I mean, he's pointing to something, then this is what I have left. Rav Ushmael had amal maklo, v'had amal gundo. Some say all he was left with Shlomo was his stick, and some say gundo, meaning he just had his cloak. That's it. Which means he ousted him of the kingdom, and now he's stuck in the middle of nowhere with a stick and his clothes. Haya mehazir ala petachim. So now he became a collector, Shlomo HaMelech. He had no money. So he had to go collect tzedakah, kashaliyah. Kol hecha demata, wherever he was going, he said, Amar, ani kohedet hayiti melech ha-Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. His name was Kohelet also because he was Makil Kehelot, because Shlomo used to speak in front of big Kahal. So he says, hey, I'm Kohelet, I'm the king. I used to be the king of Jerusalem. Nobody believed him. Okay, this guy's a shote. He was the king of Jerusalem. This guy's he's calling himself that he was Shlomo HaMelech. They paid no attention to him. Kimataga b'Sanhedrin, when they finally got back to the Sanhedrin, Amru Rabbanan Mechdi, shote b'hadam milta lo sarich. We have a rule. A shote doesn't repeat the same shtut over and over again. Usually he says different things. This guy over here keeps on saying, Ani Kohelet, Hayiti Melech HaYisrael Yerushalayim. He keeps on saying the same thing over again. There's something fishy over here. If he's repeating the same thing over again, we gotta analyze it. So the Gemara says, My hai. Which is, what's going on over here? Amru le. So now the Hakamim want to investigate to see if he's really Shlomo. So they went to Benayahu. They went to Benayahu ben Yoyada, Shlomo's general. Kanadeh weren't able to recognize him, Kanadeh. So it says, they went to Benayahu. He was exiled and things like that, so Kanadeh, they couldn't recognize him. Kabare lach malka legabe. So they asked Benayahu, has the king called you to come see him? Which means, Benayahu, all this time, the king had never summoned him. So they didn't really realize that Shlomo was missing. Because the Gemara says, Ashmadai made himself look like Shlomo. And that's why he never called Benayahu towards him. Because Benayahu would recognize right away that that's not the king. And he would, and already he had a run-in with Benayahu once. So Ashmadai was scared from Benayahu. So the Sanhedrin was smart. They asked Benayahu, did you go to the king recently these years? Amadehu, la. Oh, so they got suspicious already. There's a reason why the king's not calling him, because it's really not the king. Shalhu lehu lemalkevata. Now, Shlomo HaMelech had many wives and pilakshot and concubines, so they sent the message to the concubines. Ka'atem malkah ligabaychu. As the king summon you for Tashmish? Shalhu lehu in. Yes. Ka'ate. Yeah, he summoned us. We went to him. Shalhu lehu bidku becher'eh. The next time you go in, check his legs. Because the shedim, they don't have regular feet. They have like chicken's feet. So therefore, the next time you go in, they check his legs. So they sent back, bimuke ka'ate. He always wears socks. So we can't check. Oh, so already the Sanhedrin's figuring it out, that this is not Shlomo. Why is he wearing socks always? Bekataba lehu benidutaihu. And also was asking for tashmish even when they were nida, which is a little strange. And the katava la namel batsheva imeh. And he even asked for tashmish from his mother, batsheva, which means they told the Sanhedrin he's acting very, very strange. Oh, at you the Shlomo. So they brought Shlomo. They said, this is Shlomo HaMelech, this guy over here. This means that's impossible. That's Hashmadai dressing up like the King Solomon. They gave him a new ring with the shema, they gave him a new chain. Right? When Shlomo entered the palace, Hazyeh, he saw him, Hashmadai saw Shlomo, parach, and he flew away. And even so, Shlomo was always scared of Hashmadai. Even though he eventually overcame him and he got rid of him, he was always scared. So at night when he would go to sleep, Shlomo HaMelech, the pasuk says, Shlomo, the bed of Shlomo, Shishim Giburim Siviv Lam Giburei Yisrael. He would go to sleep, we have 60 guards guarding his bed. Kulam Ha'uze Herev. They were all holding swords. Melumedim and Hama Ish Harba Yericho Mipachad Balelot. From the fear that the demon shouldn't come attack Shlomo at night. So he had the 60, you know, around his bed. Rav Ushmuel. Now it's a machloket if Shlomo HaMelech ever got his job back. So it says, Had Amar Melech Vehidyot. Some say he was the king, then he became a commoner, and that's the way he died. He died a commoner. And some say, V'chadamar, melech, hidyot, u'melech. Some say he started a king, he became a commoner for that period of time, and then he regained his kingdom at the end, and he died a king. So it's a machloket on that situation. Okay, now the Gemara. No, we don't know if he got back to his kingdom. Oh, I'm sorry, this is going contra Shita. This story is going to Shita that says Melech Ejot Melech, but contra Shita he didn't come back. Now the Gemara goes back to the different remedies for the different sicknesses or ailments that a person bad menan has. So the Gemara says Ledama Deresha. If somebody has a headache bad menan that comes because of blood, it seems he has a high blood pressure and that's causing him to have a headache. So what's the cure? Laite shurbina. Shurbina is like a piece of cedar wood. Ubina. Bina is like an araba, a willow branch. The asad darra, and a moist hadas, myrtle branch. The zeta, and an olive. The hilfa. Hilfa also is a type of araba. The hilfe de yama. That's cloves that grow by the okay, cloves. The yabela. That's a type of herb, okay. What do you do with all these things? Vilishlokinu bade adade. Cook them all together. Vilintol tlat me akase aigisa deresha. Utlat me akase aigisa deresha. Then pour from the mixture 300 cups on one side of the brain and 300 cups on the other side. The Mefarshim say 300 lav dafka. It just means pour a lot of cups on both sides of the brain. Ve'ilo. Now, if you can't make this concoction, or you don't have the ingredients, so laite varda hivra. Bring a white rose. Dekai behad dara. That the leaves grow on one side of the branch. one leaf on top of the other, one petal on top of the other of the stem. Vilishleke, and boil it. Boil the white rose. Vilintol shitin kase ahaygisa derisha, vishitin kase ahaygisa derisha. Okay, then pour 60 cups on one side of the brain and 60 cups on the other side of the brain, and that'll, the head, and that'll give him refuah shlema. Okay? Lislihta. That's a migraine in half the head. Half the head is in pain. So how do you cure that? Laite tanegola barra. Bring a wild bird. Vilishchate bezuza chvira. And slaughter it with a dinar shel kesef. Sharpen the coin and slaughter it with the sharpness of the silver coin. Which means over the side of the head that hurts. You want the blood of the bird to trickle down on the guy's head with this slaughtering process of the silver coin that you sharpen, slaughter over the guy's head so the blood drips. You got to be careful that the blood doesn't trickle down into the guy's eyes, because then I go blind. And then take the tenegol that you just slaughtered and hang it from the mezuzah of the house of the sikkah on the door, on the doorpost. Which every time that he comes into the house, he's going to brush against it. And that's, okay, that's the refuah. Gemara, we go one more. Librukti.
Cataracts.
Right, that's cataracts. That's something in the eyes. Okay, cataracts, that's what they say.
She says,
okay, laite akraba de shiv humre. Bring a scorpion that has spots.
Seven colored
scorpion. It's old, meaning an old scorpion. Unyebeshe betula. And dry it out in the shade. Vinishok. Tarte minata kohala. And then take two portions of kahal. That's like, I guess, mascara. Powder. And grind it. V'hadam minata mineh. And then take two parts kohala. And one part scorpion. And mix it up over there. Ground it, right? V'limale telatam mechale b'ayayna. And put three doses, I mean a spoon like, whatever it is, into the eyes. Three times. Utlatam mechale b'ay aina. And then put three in the other eye. Tefe lo lemale, but don't do any more. Deilo, because if you're not going to be careful, paka aine, his eye will burst. Which means he can become blind. Okay, just to know that these refuot, according to the Shitot, we don't try these refuot anymore today. They were baduk in the times of the Shas. But Bizman Azeh, we don't try. Only a few that the Sefarim bring down, like we're going to see, that till today have a purpose and they still work. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.